I'm joined by Ian Black, who's in Tunisia on his way to Libya. Ian, what have you been hearing about Gaddafi?
I've spoken to people in Tripoli from the National Transitional Council in the last half hour or so, and they are jubilant at the news and confirming that Gaddafi is indeed dead. He was killed in the, apparently, in the last stages of the fighting for Sirte, which of course was famously his hometown. So there is a mood of tremendous excitement at what they've heard. It's obviously a hugely important day for the Syrian revolution, began in February, and of course will echo widely across the Arab world, where the story of the uprisings of this year is still being the death of Muammar Gaddafi, who ruled Libya for nearly 42 years, it's a very big deal indeed.
What do you think the significance of him being killed rather than captured is? Well, long term, is that going to be a disappointment to the new government in Libya?
Well, you know, Gaddafi and his son, Saif al-Islam, and his intelligence chief, Abdullah Sanusi, were, of course, wanted by the criminal court in The Hague on charges of crimes against humanity. The fact that he's been killed obviously means that, assuming it is confirmed, I think we have to keep saying that, but the fact that he's been killed means that there will be no such trial. And in a sense, I think that it will find it maybe easier to deal with Gaddafi, who was killed in combat, than a Gaddafi who would doubtless have been defiant in any court, whether that court was in The Hague or in Libya. Many Libyans would have preferred to see it. I think that Libyans must speak for themselves, but the preferred outcome is probably the one that seems to have come about, that Gaddafi has been killed fighting. It's said, of course, that he would not leave Libya, not leave his homeland, and would die fighting there. So in a sense, if it is confirmed, that is what he said would be his preferred option if he was going to be defeated by the revolution.
Do you think it's important that if his sons are captured alive, that they stand trial?
His sons are, in a way, less important, obviously, but I think there'll be attention now on the whereabouts and the fate of Saif al-Islam, his second son, probably his best-known son. He was a darling of the West for a while when he was leading a final years before the revolution erupted. He's wanted, as we've said, by the International Criminal Court. It had been said that Saif al-Islam in Beni Walid, another town south of Tripoli where there had been fighting, heavy fighting until recently. There was never any inkling, by the way, it's worth saying, that Gaddafi himself, Muammar Gaddafi, was in Sirte. Another of his sons, Muqassem, was reported to be there, but I don't believe it's ever been suggested publicly that Gaddafi, the father, was in Sirte. So that's a significant and surprising element of today's development.
There are all sorts of reports of him fleeing across the border. He always said he would die on Libyan soil. In the end, it turns out that's been the case. Just sort of sum up how he'll be remembered.
I didn't hear the question very well, but I think if we're talking about where Gaddafi was supposed to have been, I mean, the conventional wisdom, such as it was that he was somewhere on the run, hiding probably in the Sahara Desert in the south of Libya. Certainly, there was some apparent evidence of that. There was a report that he surfaced possibly in the west, near the border with Algeria. But that's clearly, well, I don't know whether it's true, but again, if today's story is confirmed, absolutely, we know that he was in Sirte, his hometown, where he was, the area where he grew up, and where he was always said to have a lot of support and tribesmen loyal to him. Again, the caveat, if it does turn out to be absolutely confirmed, then perhaps Gaddafi's presence will go some way to explaining the the ferocity of the fighting that we have seen. My colleague, Peter Beaumont, who you've spoken to many times, of course, has been reporting on that fighting. Very difficult circumstances, and it was clear to everybody that it was going, you know, the rebels were finding it difficult to dislodge the rebel forces. And it may be that Gaddafi's presence does explain that now.
How will he be remembered?
Again?
How will Gaddafi be remembered? Sum it up.
I think Gaddafi will be remembered as a slightly strange, flamboyant on the world stage. I think that in the West he got into the habit, possibly the slightly bad habit, of thinking that because he wore silly uniforms and was a bit of a buffoon, then he was in some way a rather funny figure. I think Libyan seen him very differently. He was, to all intents and purposes, a dictator. And he had a strange system of government that he called the state of the masses, claiming that direct democracy was the only real democracy. But I think for his own long-suffering people, he will be remembered as a tyrant, a dictator, plain and simple. And most people, there will be some loyalists, but most people will be glad and relieved that he's gone.
Okay, Ian, thank you very much.